Neely Fuller Jr., good morning. How are you doing, Mr. Fuller?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Good to hear that. That's something all of us should do. But we want to talk about the system of racism, white supremacy. Because you says that if we don't understand how it works and all that it entails, then everything else that we think we understand only serves to confuse you. What do you mean by that phrase?
Well, it means that the white supremacists, if anybody looks into it, what is this thing called white supremacy? According to what I have found, it's the strongest government and most efficient government in getting things done than any government I've ever heard of. But it's also an evil government. And that by it being the strongest government, it means all other so-called governments either don't exist, or if they do exist, they're weaker than the government, in capital letters, that you call, that I call, the system of white supremacy. So if you don't understand a system that has more power among people on the planet Earth than any other system, then everything else that's going on around you, you won't understand that either, just by logic. Everything will be confusing. You have chaos in the minds of people. But the more you understand the system of white supremacy, first of all, what it is, and next, how it works, then everything that you see going on around you is going to be confusing. It's a system of government, the strongest system of government, the most efficient system of government when it comes to getting things done, when it relates to things. But it's an awful government, an incorrect government when it comes to relating to people, because it's based on mistreating people based on the color of the skin of people. But if that's the strongest government in the history of recorded history of the world, everybody should be familiar with what it is and how it works. Otherwise, everything else that you're involved in is going to be confusing.
Well, hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller, because yesterday Ms. Hughes was here and wanted us to watch the movie, go to the movies and see the movie Origin, and it deals with race and caste. Race and caste. I spelled it wrong yesterday. C-A-S-T-E. Race and caste. And this is what you're talking about, racism, white supremacy. So my question to you, are all white people white supremacists?
No. You have to assume that based on logic, because everything in the universe should be based on logic, cause and effect. So in answer to that question, first of all, you think about it, are all white people racist? And all is a pretty significant word. So my answer to that is the answer based on logic, which is what codification or anything is based on logic, that is what it is. Truth is based on logic. I would have to say no, because I think the evidence, and that's what you go by, shows that many, many white people, I don't know the number, do not practice racism because they can't. So just from that alone, the answer would be no.
All right, and hold that answer right there, Dr. Fuller, 10 after the top there. Because in that movie, The Origin, there was prejudice or bigoted against the Jewish people. And when we look at them, we think they're white. You know, they've been discriminated against by the Nazis. So for us who can't distinguish, if we look at a white person, is he Italian, is he Jew, is he Greek, is he Irish? How do we determine which one of those, if that they are racist? Because, and correct me if I'm wrong here, white supremacy is racism. So how do we, as a black person, determine when we're dealing with them that they're racist? And family, let me say this before you answer, Mr. Fuller. Family, you got to listen real keenly, because Mr. Fuller uses cause and effect. He uses logic. Those of you who've taken logic in class, in college, you understand how he proves his point. But listen very keenly. So again, Mr. Fuller, how do we, as a black person, determine if this particular white person is a racist?
Nobody determines who is white, first of all, except the white supremacists. That's why you have white supremacy. They make the final decisions on everything, not just some things, for all of the people on what is called the planet Earth. So what a white person who is a racist says, that person is white. I'm verifying it. Nobody overrules them. That's what supreme means. Nobody overrules you who is in the form of a person. Now, you can be overruled by your creator instantly, because most people, or a great number of people, do acknowledge that there is a creator of the entire universe, including a creator of people. But white people, in the year 2024, who have taken on and become a member, because you do have to join, of what they call the white race. And when you join a member of the white race, you become a racist. When you become a member of any race based on color, you are automatically a racist. Black people were told that we are members of a race. Told by whom? That they were a member of the Negro or Negroid or colored or people of color race. But they were told this by the white supremacists, because they do the classifying. In answer to that question, who determines who is white? The white supremacists. They look at a person and say, you're white. And a black person might look at the person and say, I got some people in my family who are whiter than that guy. That white guy, that ain't no white guy. His skin is a little too brown for him to be white. And the white supremacists will look at that black person and say, what did I say? What did I say, Negro? Or he might call him the N-word flat out. What did you just hear me say? I said that this man sitting here next to me is white. I said it. Now take a look at me. I'm white.
Right. And hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. Hold that thought right there, because we got to take a quick break. I'm sorry to break your train of thought, but I'll let you come back to that when we return. Family, call up a couple of friends and tell them it's Black History Month. And Native Fuller Jr. is on the radio. If you want to speak to him, 800-450-7876. Your phone calls in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB. If you're in the DMV, we're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450. WOL, or information is power. Family, 21 minutes after the top of the hour with Neely Fuller Jr. as our guest. He's giving us some more information on his tome on racism and white supremacy. Those of you who were listening on Thursday when Ms. Hughes was here and was telling us to watch the movie Origin, and it dealt with how the Nazis learned their racism. They took the recipe of the white folks in the south of America, the Klan, and what they did to us in slavery and also in Jim Crow, and then they turn around and use it on the Jews. So my question for Neely Fuller Jr., is that what you were explaining to us? Is the Nazis determining that the Jews weren't white enough for them, so that's why they discriminated against them?
I've never understood anything enough, I'll say, about that to make an intelligent assessment. First of all, we're using words, which that is very important. That's why I have a word guide. When people start talking about what is a Jew? And I have found from experience that the best approach to answering that question is to always, if you want to know what a Jew is, you should be, now this is where what I call the counter-racist code kicks right in immediately, because it's controversial. How do you find out what a Jew is? You ask a person who is a Jew and don't ask anybody else, ever, what a Jew is, what a Jew does, what race is a Jew. Don't ever ask anyone that question. That's why I say we need a code, meaning the victims of racism need a code. And that's a rigid part of the code. And that is, if you are a person of color, a person who is classified as non-white, on planet Earth in the year 2024, never, ever, under any circumstance, ask a person what is a Jew until you first find out that the person who is going to answer the question is indeed a genuine Jew. The person says that's who they are, and the person will explain or not explain. But don't ask that question of anyone else ever. Why? Because the record shows that's the first error that you're going to make in that dialogue or monologue or whatever kind of log it is. And you're going to have added confusion. That's why. You're just going to have confusion on top of confusion on top of confusion. And you're going to have a lot of controversy, most likely, just on that question alone. And you're talking to someone, when you ask that question, who is not a Jew. And then you ask that first question, and you're ready, and the person says, yes, I am a genuine Jew. I am the real thing. What do you want to know? That might, you know, the person might ask you a question. But you should not be satisfied in asking that question unless you're talking to a person who is a Jew. And as far as I know, I'm not a Jew. So if you ask me anything about a person who is a Jew, or about Jews, or a person, that's another word that's associated with Jews, for sure, and that's Semite, and don't ask Neely Fuller. I'll go, and you ask me to do anything, tell me to go find a person who is a Semite. And then they bring that person to you, or you take that person to someone who is one and get that verified. And then, according to what I have written and what I'm saying now on the air, then the conversation can start. But don't even think about starting a conversation without having present and be talking to a person who has the title and accepts the title of Jew and or Semite, et cetera, et cetera. Ever. And I had to get that in there because I think that's extremely important. Otherwise, you've got chaos.
Hold that thought there, and Mr. Fuller, some people want to talk to you already. 800-450-7876. Charles is on line one. Charles III, he's calling from the district. Charles, good morning. You're on with Neely Fuller, Jr.
Good morning, Brother Carl, and thanks for taking my call. I have a comment and a question for Mr. Fuller. The comment is, as Mr. Fuller said, the white determine who's white and who's not. You can go back to the Italians. Throughout the 1800s, they were considered non-white. And then the white supremacists decided in the late 19th century, early 1900s, that, okay, Italians are now white. So the white supremacist does make that decision. But Mr. Fuller, my question for you is, the white supremacist created a system that some people refer to as a caste system. And that system was based on race. And it really is just validating white supremacy. Yet you have black folks who want to focus on a caste system as if to say that differs from white supremacy. So can you explain why the white supremacist has black folks talking about a caste system when all of it is trumped by white supremacy? And I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you.
Because the white supremacists are the most powerful people on the planet, and in the second area of activity under education, the white supremacists decide when you're educated, if you're a person of color. You don't decide when you're so-called educated, if you have color in your skin, black, brown, red, or yellow. That's what supreme means. I'll tell you when you know enough. So in answer to your question, they call the shots on that too, just like they do for everybody who has color in their skin. Everybody on the planet. If you have color in your skin, you are not exempt from the system of white supremacy. You come under the system of white supremacy. And the white supremacists decide what is or what isn't anything at any given time. So it's logical that, you know, master has spoken. Nobody speaks after them. They can argue and whatnot, but nobody really speaks with authority after they have spoken. And they will remind you, what did I say? The white supremacists do that every day, all day, everywhere. They let people know who Big Daddy is and Big Mama. Only one boss in this house. When I'm a white supremacist and you are going to make a decision about anything without me, it's not going to happen, boy. It just ain't going to happen. And they are proving it. It's not happening. They control all the nine areas of activity on the planet. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. They say, could they control religion? Yes. If you've got color in your skin, they decide what you can do with your religion. You say, no, I follow my creator. I do what my creator Well, if your creator does something that the white supremacists don't approve of, is anybody can tell you. Dr. Martin Luther King can tell you. His religion was Christianity. What does the white supremacist say? I don't care what your religion is. You keep doing what you're doing and you're out of here.
I am Dr. Virginia Cain, an infectious disease physician and president-elect of the National Medical Association. Across the country, we are seeing a rise in the flu, COVID-19, and RSV viruses, which are very contagious and can cause severe illness. Now is the time to protect yourself and family by getting vaccinated for the flu, COVID-19, and RSV. I got my shots for my family, friends, and community, but most importantly, I did it for me.
The reviews are in for McDonald's hotter, juicier burgers. Let's hear what Hamburglar has to say.
Bravo, bravo.
What our old friend Hamburglar said is, the patties are juicier. The bun is a thing of beauty. The cheese, perfectly melted.
Bravo.
My burger dreams have come true. You heard him, folks. These are McDonald's best burgers ever. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Bravo. Available at most restaurants in this area. Comparison of McDonald's classic burgers to prior burgers.
All right, family. Our guest is Neely Fuller Jr. You got a question? Reach out to us at 800-450-7676. I'm losing the number here. I'm just involved in what he's saying. 7876. Because, you know, it takes a lot to absorb what Mr. Fuller's saying. You've got to listen very, very keenly. It's not one of these programs that you can listen halfway. Listen, you've got to really get into it. Because, again, he uses logic, cause and effect to prove his points. You got a question? Reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Got a tweet question. And Marvin in Baltimore has a question for you. But we got to take the short break. We're back in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB. If you're in the DMV, we're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450. WOL, where information is power. And good morning, family. Welcome to Black History Month. You know, we celebrate Black History Month every day on this program. Our guest is Neely Fuller Jr., discussing racism, white supremacy. And again, I've got to tell you, you've got to listen very keenly. You just can't listen with one ear. Put both those ears in the speaker because he uses logic, cause and effect, to prove his points. So, Mr. Fuller, before the break, I was asking you, can the racism problem be solved? Let me put it another way, because you're always talking about stickler for questions. Can racism be erased?
Yes. That sounds so. But you have to understand what it is, like you're trying to solve any problem. You have to understand what the problem is and how it works. You can't understand what a problem is and how it works and then solve it. You have to understand the details. Exactly how does this thing called white supremacy work? It works on deceit and violence. That's how it works. But that main part, the first part, both of them are real important. The white supremacists run the entire world based on deception, fooling people, tricking people, like they got black people tricked big time right now. They'll fool them into thinking that this thing called sex has no boundaries. Think about what I'm saying now, because they came up with this idea some time ago. They've been working on it solidly for about 60 or 75 years now, but they've been doing it slowly. Recently, they're all over the place doing it in everybody's face because black people are not aware of how important this is. The white supremacists figured out that sex is extremely powerful. Everybody on the planet has figured that out. Sex causes people to do all sorts of things. So the white supremacists said, black people are on the move now. They're becoming more intelligent than they have been. So we're going to grab hold of this thing called sex and steer black people all over the place in every type of direction we can send them in and think up new ways of doing it. And it's working because if they figured out, logically speaking, if you can control people's sexual inclinations, it's real easy to control them in the areas of economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion. They can change the religions just about based on sex. They can say, okay, you black people want your freedom, you want this, that. Let's just center on sex. That's the first thing we need to straighten out, is how you black people think about sex. So first of all, we want you to know that it's not just one type of sex. Let's see now, what do we got here in our catalog? Oh, here's another one. Oh, wow, here's another one. Oh, we got a type of sex that'll fit every alphabet. And then some, after you run out of alphabets. There are new and better types that are coming up almost overnight every day. And you black people got to get aware of it because you do want to be up to date now, don't you? And we have taken that in hook, line, and sinker. And haven't straightened out the male-female thing yet. And grabbing for new ways, new types of sexuality, and all phantom type of, phantom sex, alphabet sex, rainbow sex. Do we understand what we're doing? Take everything else out of the school. Don't learn how to do anything. But let that little boy know real quick at an early age what you need to know more than anything is how to have varieties of sex, you little black boys. You need to know that more than anything, and that's what we're going to teach you so that you will not be misguided. That's just one thing, but they're doing that in all the areas of activity. So in answer to the question, you have to know what the white supremacists are doing. Because they don't do anything that's not going to make the system of white supremacy stronger. We have to change their minds on that. And the way you do it is to understand how they operate. And they operate in all areas of activity. What they do in economics, what they do in education, what they do in entertainment. How do the white supremacists operate? And then talk to them about it. Now, to solve the problem, it's always all problems are solved. This is a part of your code. It should be. Make sure that you know and understand all problems are solved through the process of what? Questions and answers. Now, we have here the Carl Nelson Show. The Carl Nelson Show basically is made up of what? Questions and answers. Why? Because that's the only way you can solve problems. You're not going to solve any problem without questions and answers. How many questions and answers? As many as it takes to solve the problem. You don't turn loose to that. That's the only way to go. But sometimes we stop asking questions and then wonder why the problem isn't solved. When the formula, the logic is of the universe, all problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. and you don't stop asking questions. Once you start stopping asking questions, you are going to stop solving problems. That's whether you're trying to get across the street safely or whether you're going to the moon and back. You better have a lot of questions and a whole lot of answers, and don't move to the second question until the first question is answered. That's the logic of solving the race problem or any other problem. Ask questions. We'll get there. That's the fast way and the only way to get there. It's only when you stop asking questions. Black people are highly trained by the white supremacists. Don't ask questions. Just get out there and do. A black person is never supposed to use his brain. We're supposed to be people in action. I gotta go, man. I gotta go. I ain't got time to talk. I gotta go this. I gotta go there. First of all, where are you going? What are you going to do when you get there? Well, I'm going to get such and such a thing. Like a couple of white people, I'm going to give this as an illustration. I saw some white people frantically looking around on the ground, and those who had cell phones were on them. And I realized that they were talking about trying to find some lost cell phones. They were tourists. So evidently all the information is in that cell phone, okay? The two cell phones. I had just picked them up when I spotted them out of a crowd of people. I say, those look like the people that might be looking for these cell phones. So I just stood there and watched them for a few minutes. And then I came in proximity of them, enough to talk to them. And I held the phones up in front of the woman who was frantically on the phone. And she was kind of looking at me all annoyed and brushing me away. Don't bother me. Don't leave, you know. And I'm trying to put the phones in front of her eyes, which I did. But she's looking at them, and she didn't even see them because she's frantically thinking about she lost the phones. But I had found the phones. And then all of a sudden, I just kept jumping in front of her, holding up the phones right in front of her, right in her face. And finally, she recognized because she got, you know, getting ready to cuss, I mean, you know, or call the police or something. And then she recognized those were her phones. And I said, I found these. Are these yours? And she said, oh, yes, oh. And then she rushed off and with the other people and whatnot to let them know she had found the phone. But see, sometimes we're rushing to get somewhere, and the formula is right there in front of you for what to do. So what black people need is a code for doing things and do something that we have been told not to do from an early age. Don't ask questions. We should be the biggest asker of questions that the world has ever seen. And you will find we'll come out of this in record time. That's what I found when I started asking endless questions. Stop making so many statements. Ask questions. Why? Because the only solution to solving a problem, and we have many, is to ask questions and get the correct answers. And don't turn loose till you do.
All right, that's 12 after the top of the hour. Mantu's calling us from New York. We're coming on a break real soon, but let's go to Mantu on line two. Good morning, Mantu.
Yes, greetings, Abarigani, Uhuru, and Hotep to the listening family and to the guests. Thank you for this great discussion, food for thought. My question for you, Elder, is how many of us are under the illusion that everything is perfect in the white world, and is it logical for us to expect white people to treat us better when they don't treat themselves best at the best level? When you look at the crime system, they they murder each other, they have domestic violence, human trafficking, sexual abuse of children, theft, you know, they steal their own parents, etc. So is it logical for us to expect them to treat us better when they don't treat themselves on an ethical and positive manner?
All right. Hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. I know you want to respond. And thanks, man, too, for the question. But we got to take a short break. When we come back, Mr. Fuller will address your question. Is it logical for black people to expect better treatment from whites when they don't treat each other with the better treatment of themselves? So what are your thoughts, family? Join this conversation at 800-450-7876. Your phone calls in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB. If you're in the DMV, you're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL. Where information is power. And good morning again, family. 20 minutes after the top of the hour, Neely Fuller Jr. is our guest in discussing racism, white supremacy. And again, I got to tell you, I got to implore this on folks. You got to listen keenly because he uses cause and effect to prove his points. All right, Mr. Fuller, do you remember the Mantu's question?
I didn't get the question. That's why I said that's the part. We need a code. And, you know, it's not a criticism now. I want to make that clear. It's just a way of going about doing things. You never move to the second question without having answered the first. That's just, I've discovered over the years that otherwise you've got what? You got chaos and confusion when you move to the second question without answering the first. It's always the first question in solving problems. That's the process. And you never move to the second question without first getting the first question asked and answered. Why? That's another question right there. Because you get confusion in all the other questions when you try to answer them. So I didn't get that first question because it was two questions asked.
Yeah, he's basically saying, can we expect white folks to treat us better when they don't treat each other well?
Why is what now?
If we can expect white people to treat us better than they're treating us right now when they don't treat each other well.
Because they taught us not to treat each other the correct way. All people are given a choice of how we're going to treat each other. But the white supremacists teach black people to interact with each other with hostility. I mean, they right from when we go to school, we learn what? How to be hostile. More than anything, they talk about what? All the great wars, so-called civil wars. No such thing as a civil war. A civilized war? What are you talking about? War is war. You harm people. Bang, 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 bang. Fall down, you're dead. On Christmas morning, I was taught, talking about the birth of a Savior. Long ago and far away, And what did I look for under the Christmas tree? It's all about the birth of a Messiah, the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world, a good person, a person directly sent from heaven. And what is Neely Fuller Jr. looking for under the Christmas tree? A rifle, a handgun. I like my little toy train, but it didn't take precedence. Oh, I open this package, and what do I have? A gun. Now, a gun in the form of a pistol is made basically to do one thing, kill people. So when I got a head full of that, and then compounded by all the movies I see, all the video games that I play, oh, and then I get mad about something. Oh, now, hey, and who am I going to shoot? The person next to me. Shoot my own brother right there by the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. Just open the package and shoot him if I get mad at him. And why am I mad at him? Because I've been taught to be mad about somebody and everybody. The whole world is mad. So include me in that. Because that's what life is all about. Looking forward to death real quick. So black people are taught this systematically in answer to the question, by whom? By our greatest teacher, the white supremacist, racist man and racist woman, collectively. They teach this. They teach violence. Recently, I was looking at a television program that says that we talk about the news and the most important thing in the news. So I looked at the program, and it seems like they did. But they always had a little spot regardless of what the news was, because it started off talking about the things that were nice that was happening, excellent things, things you learn from that will help people. But then, evidently, the ratings started falling, so they went back to something that they figured was tried and true. Now, this is a television program. Murder. The most popular programs on television are ones that have to do with what? Violence. Violence. Martin Luther King talks about anti-violence. And they say, well, we'll be violent against you. You keep talking that stuff about peace and love and happiness. Are you crazy? On this planet, in the system of white supremacy? Negro, are you crazy? Well, we know how to handle crazy people, crazy Negroes in particular. After they drive you crazy, then they kill you for being crazy. In answer to the question, that's what they do. That's why it's got to be stopped. All this foolishness, being hostile. Black males and black females, their hostility is on all-time high. The white supremacists want it that way. The more we talk about trying peace and love and whatnot, the worse it gets, the actual situation. That's not magic. That's science. The science of racism is the cause of it all. Once we understand that, we understand everything about our lives, if you can call this living.
Wow. Hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. Got some more folks who want to talk to you at 28 after the top of the hour. Zach's in Baltimore County somewhere. He's on line 3. Good morning, Zach. You're on with Neely Fuller Jr. Is Zach there on line 3? Let's go to KO there on line 1 in Washington, D.C. KO, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to say thank you for letting me on the world's greatest talk show with the world's greatest talk show host with the world's greatest guest, owned and operated by the world's greatest media owner, Ms. Kathy Hughes. Mr. Fuller, I just don't have no questions. Been listening to you for many years. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You may not know it, realize it or not, but your word, forever being spoken all over the planet, and what is that? If we ask somebody how they're doing, they'll say, I'm still learning. Got that from you. And then your student, one of your illustrious students, maybe the most illustrious, hardest working soldier, Dr. Francis Cress Welsing's words was, justice means those who need the most help get the most productive help. So I'm saying that to say, we believe, based on one of our teachers, that racism, white supremacy, is a dead dog that we just haven't buried yet. But we love you. We love you. Thank you. We can't thank you enough. And it's going in the great. You believe that. Thanks to you, mostly. So thank you. Continue to have a great life, Mr. Fuller, and Mr. Carl Nelson, world's greatest talk show host. I got to go.
I am Dr. Virginia Cain, an infectious disease physician and president-elect of the National Medical Association. Across the country, we are seeing a rise in the flu, COVID-19, and RSV viruses, which are very contagious and can cause severe illness. Now is the time to protect yourself and family by getting vaccinated for the flu, COVID-19, and RSV. I got my shots for my family, friends, and community, but most importantly, I did it for me.
The reviews are in for McDonald's hotter, juicier burgers. Let's hear what Hamburglar has to say.
Bravo, bravo.
What our old friend Hamburglar said is, the patties are juicier, the bun is a thing of beauty, the cheese perfectly melted.
Bravo.
My burger dreams have come true. You heard him, folks. These are McDonald's best burgers ever. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Bravo. Available at most restaurants in this area. Comparison of McDonald's classic burgers to prior burgers.
All right, thanks, KO. Let me pick up on something that KO said, Dr. Fuller, because there's a question here, a tweet question. The tweeter says, ask Mr. Fuller about the code, guaranteeing that no one is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person who needs the most construction help is referring, is help, I'm going to, you know, confuse you, the help is referring to humanity. Could this apply to the migrants? So the question, the people who need the most help right now, the question here, the tweeter wants to know, is, does this apply to the migrants trying to cross the border?
Is this a part of what now?
He says, does this apply, when you say that the code guarantees that no one should be mistreated and guarantees that the person who needs the most help, are you referring to, in humanity, could this apply to the migrants?
It applies to everybody on the planet. It's a definition for justice. I made up that definition. I looked at all kinds of definitions, and I still do. If somebody hands me a new dictionary, I look up the word justice is the word that I look up first. I go straight to that. And justice is always associated with another word called fair. Fair is white. So the white supremacists, scientifically, they made, when you start thinking about justice, you think about white, whiteness, my fair lady, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. White. So they don't spell it alike. Justice is spelled one way, fair, F-A-I-R, another way, justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E. Well, how did justice get mixed up with the word fair? the white supremacists working through the language does that. They do stuff like that. They're the masters of it. They manipulate words in such a way that it's always in support of the system of white supremacy. So I said, I'm not accepting this word justice the way it's defined. We go to court and whatnot, we're looking for justice. Well, now, am I looking for somebody white? What's going on? That doesn't tell me much. So I made up a compensatory definition that I think will hold up against any test. And it's two parts. And it's in the code book that I published here, the Word Guide. Justice is two parts. Part one, you have to guarantee that no person is mistreated. And part two, you guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, that's a definition that you can measure. You can't measure no justices being fair. Well, what? That doesn't tell you what to do. See, it always comes down to doing something.
See? Right. Hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. We got to take our last break here, and I'll let you finish your thought on the other side. I think Man 2 has a follow-up question for you as well. It's 26 minutes away from the top of the hour, family. You want to join this conversation, Manita Fuller Jr., reach out to us at 800-450-7876. We'll take your phone calls in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB, and also in the DMV on FM 95.9 and AM 1450. WOL, where information is power. And good morning again, family. And our guest is Neely Fuller Jr. Before we go back to Neely Fuller Jr., I just want to remind you that, well, for our D.C. listeners, there's some sort of protest going around the 14th Street Bridge, and it's sort of blocked off the police over there. So be careful if you're out there in that area. They say 14th Street and Independence Northwest was blocked off. So there's some sort of rally going or a protest rally going in that area. So if you're in the district, just be mindful of that. I just want to remind you that tomorrow, again, is an Open Phone Friday. They give you a chance to free your mind, think for yourself, as Mr. Fuller's been teaching us all morning long. And reach out to us to start right here in Baltimore at 6 a.m. on 1010 WOLB and also in the DMV on FM 95.9 and 1450 WOL. Mr. Fuller, I need you to tell folks how to get a copy of it. But before we do that, I think Brother Man 2 has a follow-up question for you. Man 2, are you still there with us on line 2? Is Man 2 there or is he already gone? I think he's gone. All right.
No, so, yeah.
Oh, he's there. All right, mine too. Your follow-up question for Mr. Fuller?
Yes. I thank you for the opportunity again, Brother Quasi. Just to restate, and I apologize if I was not clear, if whites engage in negative and destructive behavior amongst themselves, is it logical to expect them to be able to overcome racism?
The question is what? Sometimes I don't hear, and that's one of those times. I don't hear you distinctly. The question, I have to understand the question, because that brings about confusion. That's my fault, but it's something I can't help. I'll try to do my best, but ask that question again.
Yes, sir. If whites engage in negative and destructive
let me hear it word for word. If white
people,
go right ahead.
If white people engage,
engage
in destructive behavior.
Destructive behavior
amongst themselves,
okay.
Is it logical to expect they can contribute to the end of racism?
Them to contribute to the end of racism?
Yes, sir.
That's the question. If white people among themselves do harm, basically, that's what's being asked, I think.
Yes.
Is that the question? We shouldn't. That's why we have to ask white people to change and then give them the reasons why. Because change for the better means change for the better. Can the world be run better by people not mistreating each other? It's a little more difficult, maybe a whole lot more difficult, than mistreat each other. Because the systems that we have in place now, and the basic system, is the system of white supremacy, the greatest system, the one that makes everybody bow down to it, the system of white supremacy. It's a system that's designed to mistreat people. But will a system of justice be better? And the answer is yes, theoretically. It's never been seriously tried by anybody. People have been at war with each other about this, that, and the other, like forever. So much so that everybody worships war. Everybody, directly or indirectly. And they think it's fun. It's been made to be the biggest fun thing there is. So in answer to the question, we shouldn't expect people in the frame of mind that they have now to do anything but do harm to each other, because that's the most popular thing to do. But what about making justice popular? You can do that simply by saying, let's make it that way. Guarantee. So you first have to know what it would be like. We didn't even have an idea. I know I didn't. I kept looking for the definition of justice. We're looking for something, and Neely Fuller is looking for something and doesn't know what he's looking for. I mean, it didn't make sense. So I gave it a definition that makes sense, I think. And that is, you got to guarantee that no person is mistreated. Otherwise, you can't have justice. There's no such thing as partial justice. You either got it or you haven't. You got to guarantee that nobody is mistreated. If one person is being mistreated, you don't have justice. And in answer to the question, you can't have justice in the system of white supremacy, because it's designed to produce non-justice. It's designed that way. Like you design a car to do what it does. So you have to ask questions, and this is how you do it. Persuade white people at some point, no matter how long we fight, at some point, somebody needs to make a breakthrough to the idea, bringing the idea of justice into fruition, into reality. Guarantee that no person is mistreated, and guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help, whether that person is white or non-white. That's the formula for even reparations, I say, logically speaking. And it's not because Neely Fuller is saying it and he's done some kind of studies and all like that. I'm talking about following logic. Don't follow Neely Fuller nowhere. I make too many mistakes. I'm saying the logic says, you want to have justice, you got to guarantee that nobody's mistreated. And you got to guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, a person who is says that they got a cocaine habit and they need help. Okay, if you're going to give them help, you're going to give them more cocaine, even though they say that that will be helpful. That's not constructive help. That's why words are very important. You got to put that word constructive in there. And how do you do that? Because it's a problem. And how do you solve problems? Questions and answers. When we sit down and talk to white people, we ask them, do you want to consider not mistreating people? Just consider it. Talk about it. That's what we mean by consideration. You know, you start with the talk. Let's sit down and talk. About what? Replacing the system of white supremacy. And the white supremacists said, no, we ain't talking about that. And they say, well, we're going to, will you agree to at some point talk about it? Or we're just going to keep fighting? Because that's what's going to happen. We're just going to keep fighting forever. But at some point, all fighters, even among white people, in answer to the question, have to stop fighting like they're doing over there in Ukraine and all like that, and sit down and talk. And when they talk, all problems are solved through what kind of talk? Questions and answers. That's all. The system is easy once we understand the systems, how systems work. We're not taught any of that, how systems work. White supremacy is a system, and it's a problem. How do you solve all problems? Questions and answers, that's all. You've got to come to the point where you have questions and answers, and it'll take you right. It won't take everybody where they want to go, but it'll take everybody where they need to be.
All right, Mr. Fuller, 11 away from the top there. I want to give you a chance, an AP in Maryland's want to speak to you, but before we do that, can you tell folks how they can get copies of your book?
You can get copies by going to twowords.com. And those two words are produce justice. Producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. And that will tell you the points of view that I've been talking about on this program and what suggestions about how to solve the race problem. That's what the books are about. From a victim's viewpoint. Now, if you don't consider yourself a victim of racism, the book does not apply to you, I think. But I would hope that it does apply to you, and I hope that you would read it. And the best way to read it is just pick it up on any page and then see what you see that makes sense, that will help you to solve whatever problem you have. And if you don't see it on that page, just turn to another page and whatnot. And then at some point, read it from front to back. Well, most people don't have time to read that much. So you can get the basic book and the word guide, because you'll be using words, you'll be looking at words when you read. That's what you're looking at. When you're talking to someone, what to say and what not to say. Like I said on this program, if you're talking about Jews, what to say and what not to say, and who to say it to. And I said this morning, if you want to know anything that involves people who are Jews or Jewish, then the book says, what I've written, based on logic, always have a person who is a Jew, a person who has confirmed that you're indeed. You're not talking to someone who's pretending to be one, but someone who is an actual Jew. and people have agreed is one. Otherwise, don't have a conversation about Jews at all. Or you're going to have what in the year 2024? You're going to have confusion. And there's no point in talking to anybody if the result is going to be confusion. That's anybody about any subject. That's just the laws of the universe. Neely Fuller is nobody's teacher. I want to make that clear. I'm not qualified to teach anybody anything. I'm too dumb myself. But I can, what I do, and I've been called this, directly and indirectly, by people, say, what Neely Fuller doesn't tell you anything, because he claims that he doesn't know anything for sure, but he directs you to the field of logic, which is what black people have been trained not to do. We've been trained not to be logical people. Now, what is logic? Cause and effect. If you do this, if you drink water, something is going to happen to you that is better than drinking alcohol. And how do you find this out? Trial and error. But the white supremacists will give big advertisements and hire people, hire black people, white people, to advertise alcohol as an improvement over water when it comes to drinking. And they told some people who are called Indians that, for instance.
I am Dr. Virginia Cain, an infectious disease physician and president-elect of the National Medical Association. Across the country, we are seeing a rise in the flu, COVID-19, and RSV viruses, which are very contagious and can cause severe illness. Now is the time to protect yourself and family by getting vaccinated for the flu, COVID-19, and RSV. I got my shots for my family, friends, and community, but most importantly, I did it for me.
The reviews are in for McDonald's hotter, juicier burgers. Let's hear what Hamburglar has to say.
Rubble, rubble.
What our old friend Hamburglar said is the patties are juicier, the bun is a thing of beauty, the cheese perfectly melted.
Rubble.
My burger dreams have come true. You heard him, folks. These are McDonald's best burgers ever. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Rubble. Available at most restaurants in this area. Comparison of McDonald's classic burgers to prior burgers.
Right. And Mr. Fuller, we're just flat out of time here. Again,
flat out of time. Okay.
Yes, sir. But again, I want to thank you. You know, each and every time a conversation we have, we learn so much. And thank you for, you know, explaining how the system of racism, white supremacy works. Because I fully understand it now. And it's, you know, I use it all the time. And I'm sure many of the listeners do. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, I want to thank the people for listening, because they're helping me by listening and asking questions to find my own way. I'm still learning. I say that all the time. That's right. My condition.
And we all are, Mr. Fuller.
Else.
But we got to run.
Dumb.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, you're not dumb, but you're smart.
And no, I'm we thank you. Smart.
Okay. We all are. Family, we're late. We got to run out of here. Stay strong. Stay positive. Please stay healthy. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here in Baltimore at 6 on 1010 WOLB and also in the DMV on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL, where information is power.
Dr. Virginia Cain, an infectious disease physician and president-elect of the National Medical Association. Across the country, we are seeing a rise in the flu, COVID-19, and RSV viruses, which are very contagious and can cause severe illness. Now is the time to protect yourself and family by getting vaccinated for the flu, COVID-19, and RSV. I got my shots for my family, friends, and community, but most importantly, I did it for me.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.